Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Set in Time, where we're going to be discussing COVID-19, aka coronavirus. It's causing havoc. It's coming right next on Set in the Time. Hi everyone, I'm here to talk about coronavirus because, let's face it, right now, everywhere you turn, it's in your face, it's on the news, it's on social media, it's everywhere, affecting everybody, including the music industry and the entertainment industry. How's it affecting that? Well, quite simply, people can't get to gigs because bands and artists that would normally be playing shows have rightfully so declined to play the show, postponing the date, and it will go ahead on another date. And it's damaging because it's great if you're a big artist, and yeah, it's disappointing that you've cancelled the date and fans and what like are disappointed, but it's damaging more so for the smaller artists, the ones that are playing in your pubs and clubs, because with the recent news coming out the other day that pubs will be closed as of the weekend just gone, therefore there won't be any shows and there won't be anyone to attend those shows. And that was the biggest fear in all of this, because like I say, if you're a big artist, you tend to have a bit more financial backing, whereas a little artist, they're lucky if they've got, you know, money for themselves at the end of what they do. And likewise, the knock-on effect doesn't just stop the little artists. It extends to the pubs, because they were counting on packing out the venue, people coming buying tickets, people buying drinks, food, having a good time. So when would it return to some sort of normality? In all honesty, I don't know. I'm hoping it won't be for too long, because we're all victims of the coronavirus, whether you've got physical symptoms or you're suffering from it with events that have been cancelled. Now, unfortunately, I had two events cancelled on me last week. It felt absolutely gutting. You know, you understand the reasons why, but there's no hiding your emotion, not for me particularly. I look forward to going on gigs, whether it's a big gig, a small gig, a festival, you name it, I look forward to it. It goes in the diary. I lead up to that event, I look forward to planning when I'm seeing my mates, what pub we're going in, you know, what we're doing, just the general activity of going to a show I love. So in all honesty, I don't know when it's going to get, you know, let up, when this virus is going to disappear, or, you know, the impact will be reduced. Hopefully not too much longer, because the worry I've got is some of these places won't be able to reopen because they just have no custom. So fingers crossed on that one. Fingers crossed that pubs and the entertainment sector does reopen up shortly, and things that have been cancelled or postponed will go ahead in the future, and everyone can have a great time. In terms of what you can do for your local pub to support them going through this time, because there's no getting away from it, it's affecting self-employed, and that's not just your barmaid or your bar manager. That's your local business owners, whether that be painters, decorators, window cleaners, you know, running your own businesses, such as whether it be pet care or whatever that be. So it's affecting everyone. So if your local venue, for argument's sake, happens to have merchandise and you have a spare tenner, because let's face it, with all due respect, you ain't putting that into the bar, are you, on that Friday night, because the bar's closed. Go onto a website, and if you see something you like, whether that's a t-shirt, a hoodie, a baseball cap, stickers, whatever merchandise your local venue is selling, you know, buy something. Or if they have, some of them have even started Fund Me campaigns, GoFundMe, and that's simply just to pay the staff, because unfortunately, when, as you know, when you're self-employed, you don't have a set wage that comes in, you don't know when it's your next pay's coming in, so a lot of these people will struggle, and it's absolutely heartbreaking for them. So like I say, if they've got a GoFundMe campaign or they've got merchandise, and you had that tenner that you're going to spend, you know, last Friday, and you haven't because naturally the pubs are closed now, go and pull it towards that. You know, I guarantee you now, people will be very, very grateful of just the generosity and the thought that you've put into that. It just goes a long way. You know, there's no doubt in that. For me, the biggest fear I've got is I don't fear contracting the virus. I don't fear any serious implications from it. I just fear that things will take longer than I would like them to get back to normality. And I imagine that's very much the same for these small venues and people that want to put shows on, get people to shows. I've got a couple of friends that I know that run pubs, entertainment venues, and they pour their heart and soul into it week in, week out. And whether that just be the day-to-day running or whether that's also putting alongside shows alongside that venue. And yeah, the passion they display, it's unbelievable. And you know, it just feels like, unfortunately, it's another hammer blow. You know, we all know that our local places struggle to get people through the door to keep, you know, the building afloat. It just feels like another hammer blow that this coronavirus is, you know, unfortunately causing havoc. So yeah, hopefully going forward things will improve. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Unfortunately, we can't attend shows right now, and that blows. Like I said, I've had a couple of shows that I was really looking forward to, one next month that isn't going to happen, it's been rescheduled for November, one that was around May bank holiday. As of yet, dates for that show have not been rescheduled or no news. The band put a statement out last week and they're saying it was one of the toughest decisions they've had to make. And quite simply, I get it, because it's not necessarily just the case of, you know, travelling, setting up a show, playing a show. It's the team that you bring with you. And, you know, whether you're a big band or a small band, there's people that come with you, that be the, you know, roadies or your mates, whoever that is, that help set your equipment up, sound check, usher people through the door, see they've got tickets, serve you a drink. There's so many people that put a show on, as we mentioned in one of our early episodes of, you know, what goes into a gig. So it's only right, it does suck that shows are postponed, because it's not just the band's health, it's the fans and everyone else that goes to putting a show on. It's their health that has to be considered. So yeah, it sucks. I can't get away from that. Also, the biggest victim that I've recently seen because of coronavirus for the music industry is Glastonbury. Now, in my lifetime, I've ever known Glastonbury not to go ahead on 1 year. I could be wrong, and I believe that year was because they wanted to take a year off to let the ground sort of recover from the, you know, extensive years of concert goers being on the hallowed grounds of Glastonbury. But Glastonbury's not going to go ahead in 2020. That's unbelievable. And, you know, it's only, what, a couple of months away. We're now in towards the end of March. I believe it takes place in end of April, May time. I could be wrong. So that's not going to go ahead. There's some big festivals that are around the corner that I'm looking forward to. You've got Slam Dunk, which takes place in Leeds and in Hatfield in London. That's May time. Like I say, it's March. Time's running out. I don't think that's going to go ahead, personally. There's 2000 Trees. I believe that's May time. again, time's ticking. The biggest festival of them all, arguably for, rock lovers, is Download Festival. It takes place in Derbyshire, on the hallowed grounds of Donington. Been there for many years. June that takes place, and I'm praying that it's going to go ahead. It's, in theory, it's a couple of months away. There should be enough time, but again, could be a victim. Then you've got later in the year, Reading Leeds Festival, August. Depends. It really does. I think the biggest mystery to this coronavirus, because we've never, had coronavirus. The closest thing we've got to coronavirus that we've had was SARS pandemic and swine flu. They're probably the closest that you could relate to. And I don't ever recall anyone closing down pubs, clubs, gyms. Trains are now being cancelled, and essentially what the country is doing, which I fully understand and support, is it's trying to keep it open for the people that absolutely need it. The NHS, the public service workers, police, fire brigade, everyone that's needs to be using those services should be, and not just because you want to go to London for a jolly for the day. Do you know what I mean? There's a big difference there between needing to do it and just wanting to do something. So yeah, these festivals are at risk of closing, and because there's no guidance, that's not happened before. We don't know how long for. It could be 2 months, 3 months. I saw one report saying that people might have to isolate for 12 months. Can you imagine being isolated for 12 months? Hopefully not, but who knows? I think it's just something we're all going to have to ride out. And like I say, in the future, we'll look back on it and we'll just be like, bloody coronavirus, and have a laugh, and just be thankful it's over. Unfortunately, it is quite terrifying. There are a lot of people that I know are scared of it, because it's unknown. A lot of people, unfortunately, have lost their lives, which is horrible. It's heartbreaking. I don't really know what more to add to it than what hasn't really been said. So thank you for tuning in. Like I say, I think the message for me is, if you can support local clubs, pubs, in any shape or form, please do. I think I've always felt that the underground scene and pubs and clubs play a major part in the music underground scene, whether that's if you're into rock music, pop music, dance music, hip hop music, whatever that might be. They play such a vital role in supporting the mainstream music. And unfortunately, I do fear that these places will fall victim to coronavirus. Not because they're catching coronavirus, but because they're not open, so they're going to lose any money they could and would make. So please support. That's the message from me. Stay safe. Be smart. If you've got to go out, make sure it's for your essentials. And hopefully we'll, ride this coronavirus out, and we can look back on it towards the end of the year. Thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Stay safe. Take care. Bye bye now.